Baruch Hashem, today I had an amazing, wonderful conversation with Rav Shalom, and so he told me, he asked me a few questions on the English Kollel and more things, and then he told me, you were standing in a very hard test, but I have to tell you that you made it. That you stand up, you stand in that test. So I told him, Rav, really? Are you sure that I was standing in the test? He said, look, it was a very hard test, and I was pushing you to the other way. I was testing you, and you resist against me, and you were fighting with me, and you were right. I was testing you. And you were right, and you made it, and you succeeded. So, can you understand how crazy life is? now can you understand? I'm telling you, you need to believe in yourself. You need to believe in yourself, because it cannot be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to test us like that, and He is. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ariel talked to me about it. Yosef is standing in front of his brothers, and he's telling them, I am Yosef. My boy said, I am Yosef. What it means, I am Yosef? I am causing to you all of your problems. I am the one that stopped you in the borders. I am the one that took your brother. I am the one that put money in your bags. I am the one that hid the gavia. What?
Cup.
Work on your English, Yosef.
Nice cup, okay?
No fadichot anymore.
Goblet is belong to Mitzoi.
So, and then he's telling you, Ani Yosef. The test now, when Yosef tells you, Ani Yosef, if you're going to believe in him or not. And Rav Shalom, if you remember, I explained to you that he rebuked us a few months ago in that week parsha, that Yosef HaTzadik, he comes to his brothers and he tells them, Ani Yosef, and after that they're going in the funeral of the father, they're still talking about him. Means that, and Rav Shalom said, you see that Yosef is here in Egypt and he was standing in those tests and he still holds his faith. And how can you not understand that he's greater than you in so many numbers, so many times more? Why you don't accept that he is a righteous man, that he's special, that he is Ish Asher Ruach Bo, that he's got something, he's got spirit that you don't have? It's so hard to surrender to the tzaddik. There is a tzaddik. A tzaddik is different. A tzaddik has got the power to stand in tests that none of us would stand. None of us would stand. Every one of us would scratch his face off from the stress, from the anxieties, from all of the fears and what's going to be. And suddenly, like that argument in the Gemara that we spoke about also, that there was one of the Chachamim that came and asked Rabbi Yoshua a question. And Rabbi Yoshua is answering to him. And then the same person is coming in the Beit Midrash when all of the Chachamim are there, and is asking the prince, the Nasi of Am Yisrael, Rabban Gamliel, the same question. And Rabban Gamliel is answering differently. So that person is saying, but I heard differently from someone else. And Rabbi Yoshua is trying to hide himself under the mirtzafot, the stones, the floor.
Rotile.
And so Rabban Gamliel is asking, who told you differently? So they're pointing on Rabbi Yoshua that he's hiding under the benches. So he tells him, stand up. And Rabban Gamliel calls Rabbi Yoshua, stand up. And Rabbi Yoshua is standing up. And they're starting an argument. And become to be a huge balagan. Rabban Gamliel is rebuking Rabbi Yoshua. And Chachamim over there are not accepting that rebuke of Rabban Gamliel to Rabbi Yehoshua. And Rabban Gamliel decrees, a certain decree on Rabbi Yehoshua, that he's going to violate the Yom Kippur according to his calculation, and going to walk with his staff and with his money, with pocket of money, in his Yom Kippur, to Rabban Gamliel's place, that by the sheet of Rabban Gamliel, it's not Yom Kippur. And Rabbi Yehoshua is in sorrow, and Rabbi Akiva is coming to Rabbi Yehoshua and tells him, you need to surrender, listen, this is faith in Chachamim, you need to cancel yourself. And he tells him, thank you cheered me up. And he takes his staff and he's violating his own Yom Kippur, and he's going, by his Shita it's Yom Kippur. He's supposed to keep that Yom Kippur, by his Shita he needs to keep Yom Kippur like that. This is his Shita. And he's violating that Yom Kippur, and he's going, and Rabban Gamliel is blessing him. But Chachamim were angry at Rabban Gamliel, and they decided to reject him from his job. And they did. And he's not the prince of Am Yisrael anymore. And then, Ba'oto Hayom, they brought Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That's the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he was only 18 years old. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Hare ani keben 70 shana. He was like as 70 years old. At night, they appoint him to be the prince, the Nasi of Am Israel. He was 18. In that night, he suddenly got from heaven 18 stripes of white hair in his beard. This is why he's saying, Keben Shivim Shana, I'm like 70 years old. But actually, he was 18 years old, and he's the new prince of Am Israel. And then, he was the prince, he was the Nasi. In that time, Rabban Gamliel, he was very strict Nasi. In the generation of Rabban Gamliel, people were learning Torah, Ba'amida, standing up on their legs. You're not allowed to sit in the Beit Midrash. No, iPhones, your problem is iPhones in the Beit Midrash. You're not allowed to sit in the Beit Midrash of Rabban Gamliel. The gates were closed in the time of Rabban Gamliel, people that their inside wasn't like their outside couldn't enter to Beit HaMidrash. There was a guard standing outside of Beit HaMidrash asking, are your inside is like your outside? Means you look like a Talmid Chacham. You look righteous. Are you righteous? If you say yes, you can enter. If you say no, I'm not perfect. You look perfect. If you're going to say, yes, I am perfect, I know that I am perfect, you can enter to the Beit Midrash. If you cannot say, yes, I'm complete, I'm perfect, you cannot enter in the generation of Rabban Gamliel. When Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became to be the prince, he opened the gates of Beit Midrash, and suddenly all of Beit Midrash was full with Talmidei Chachamim. And Rabban Gamliel had Chalishut Adat. He became weak for that. He said, maybe I was doing wrong, that I wasn't letting everyone into Beit Midrash. And in that day, they established Masechet Eduyot, or Ayot Eduyot. A lot of new testimonies came back, and all of the questions that people had inside of Beit Midrash that haven't been answered until today, in that day, they all been answered. There is that question also, just from the side, who were those people that just came, if they weren't worthy to enter in the generation of Rabban Gamliel? So how come now they know how to answer? Now why they become to be so Talmidei Chachamim? They were so humble that they weren't holding themselves worthy to enter to the Beit Midrash. But they were even higher than the ones that were inside the Beit Midrash. But you needed that mercy of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to let them in. Because they would never going to say on themselves that, no, I'm righteous. Yes, I am. I'm kosher. Yes, I'm supposed to be. No, they're saying, no, I'm not worthy. No doubt that I'm not worthy. And they were huge Talmidei Chachamim. In the end, they entered. They all entered. And they solved all of those questions and everything being opened in that day. And they started to talk about maybe making peace between Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabban Gamliel, all of that mess. And also, it's not so nice to reject a prince, Rabban Gamliel, also from the seed of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, from the seed of David HaMelech. What are we doing? So they compromised in the end, finally, that everyone going to have a certain Shabbos that he's going to make a drasha. Because to reject Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he didn't, why? He haven't done nothing bad. And Rabban Gamliel, not to bring him back, also not good. So they decided that every one of them going to have another Shabbos. In that Shabbos, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. In that Shabbos, Rabban Gamliel. Next Shabbos, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And then Rabban Gamliel. Everyone going to give his speech. So there were two princes of Am Yisrael in that generation. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabban Gamliel. In the end of all of that story, the Gemara is asking, who was that man that was asking the question in the Beit Midrash? Who was that person? The one that caused all of that mess. And that in the end brought so much light into the world. It was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The Gemara is answering. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Ve'amarnu kol echai, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Ve'amarnu kol echai, Rabbi Shimon Tzadikai. It was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon. By the way, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, it's exactly the same letters like Rav Shalom Ben Yamna. Same prototype. Same person hiding himself and making things, you know, oh, accidentally, no, I didn't thought that it's going to make so much mess. No, I don't have thousands of hours of thinking of it, but a dude on that thing. No, oh, really? No, you surprised me, really, I'm sorry. I didn't know, and on and on and on. Tzadikim are running the show. Tzadikim are testing us. I have a friend, an amazing friend, I think he's in Miami. He called me yesterday night, he sent me a WhatsApp message. Your friends are here in my office. So I called him after a few minutes. I told him, how can it be that the peeps are coming to hunt the fox? I never heard something like that. He's a big businessman. Some... young Breslevers came to hunt him in Miami. Come on, what are you? So, but they were there, and Baruch Hashem, they had a nice meeting. He told me, you don't know, it's a miracle that we're talking. I have to tell you a story. He was here in Eretz Israel. You want me to answer? Maybe it's him.
That's my way.
Oh, come on. Sorry, I cannot answer. I'm not available. He told me, I have to tell you a story. It's amazing that we speak today. You don't know what happened to me. I told him what. He said, you remember I was in Eretz Israel a few months ago? Yes. He told me about a certain righteous uncle that he had, a brother of his grandfather. And that person, and that righteous man, he said his name was Rabbi Yochanan. I told him, you remember the family name? He said, yes, I do. It's Rabbi Yochanan Jinyan. I told him, are you crazy? You know who was your uncle? He said, yeah, I heard that he was a tzaddik. I told him, I have a book in my house, and there is a complete chapter on your uncle, Rabbi Yochanan Jinyan. He was one of the 36 hidden tzaddikim. He was seeing Eliyahu Navi frequently, all of the time, sees him every day, and miracles, something that you cannot imagine at all, something wild, a huge tzaddik. He said, really, I have to see that book. Told him, come take the book, I'll buy another one. Baruch Hashem. He came to my house, he took that book, he opened, he said, oh, Dod Yochanan, every wonderful, perfect thing. In the United States, there are a lot of mekubalim, Kabbalistic rabbis. Here in Eretz Israel, Baruch Hashem, I don't know, they're pretty hidden, for Baruch Hashem, or maybe I have a certain guarding from heaven, never met those nonsense here, Baruch Hashem. But I have to tell you that once in a while, you hear some amazing stories from those mekubalistim. What can you do? Sometimes you hear interesting stories. So, there was a mekubal rabbi came to his place a few weeks ago, to his house. And he sits with him and he tells him, you know, your grandfather is here. And he tells him, which grandfather? Plony, from the other side. He tells him, no, from the other side. He said, ah. And he tells you, so he said, so okay, why is he here? What he wants? He said, he came to tell you that he arranged that you're going to receive the book on his brother, on Rabbi Yochanan Jinyan, and he made it happen. So he went pale, totally, lost all of the blood in his face. He looked at him like that, you know. And that person come and start talking to him about other topics, other issues, and tell him, don't worry, Hashem is happy with you, and your grandfather is not angry about this, and then it starts to reveal details. Frightening. And he's sitting and hearing him every word, okay. And tells him, okay, so tell me why he gave me the book, why he arranged it that I'm going to give him the book. Why? He said, because he wants to do, that you're going to do something for his Hilula. Wonderful. Of that, nothing. At Gimel Be'adar, he went and he done a seuda. Gimel Be'adar, a few days ago, he made a seuda for his uncle, Rabbi Yochanan Jinyan. And he brought something like 30 people. They were all sitting together and eating, doing brachot, learning Torah. Amazing. At night, after everyone left, he said, please, Bakasha Dod, please, uncle, give me a sign that you enjoyed from what that I done for you. Just asked. In the next morning, he went to a Brit Milah of a friend's family. Suddenly, he see a wife of one of his friends coming toward to him, a religious woman with a head cover, and she tells him, you don't know, it's amazing that I see you now. I had a dream on you yesterday night. He said to himself, why do I need that headache? You sure you want to tell me? She said, yeah, I want to tell you. I saw an amazing light, and it was you over there, and someone else, and I only saw your two faces, very bright, and I remember your face very clearly, and also that old person, very big, righteous person, smiling to me, very happy, and all of the rest was vague, I couldn't see. So he tells her, so he immediately thought about his uncle. He told her, do you know his name? Maybe you heard his name somewhere, maybe? She said, I don't remember. He told her, if I'm going to tell you, tell me if it rings a bell. She said, okay. He told her, Rabbi Yochanan. She said, no, I'm sorry, don't remember. Told her, okay, let's ask Rav Google. And he opens the Google search, and he writes, Rabbi Yochanan Jinyan. And he brought the picture of Rabbi Yochanan Jinyan. He showed her the phone. She starts to scream, ah! Ah! That's the person that I saw in the dream! That's the person I saw! And she's screaming. Look how tzaddikim are with us. Look what's going on. Look, there is a hidden world behind those curtains that we see with our eyes. You cannot see nothing. Nothing, nothing at all. But there is a hidden world, spiritual world. It's exactly like your soul inside. You cannot see it, but it's there. It's there. And that's your connection to God. That's your connection, your soul. And what that you need to do is to connect yourself to your soul. There is an amazing woman, I don't want to say details about her because I'm not sure that she wants me to say, that she had a clinical death and she received a certain gift from heaven. She sees people and she can tell them a lot about themselves. She saw an angel, I don't know what, and she got that gift and she tells a lot of details, health things for people. She helps people to take care of themselves, to cure themselves, and she knows a lot. And she is leading all of those people. She tells them, you need to talk to your soul. Your soul got enormous amounts of light. And the soul itself can heal your body. The reason that the body is sick is because that the soul is not illuminating in that organ. You have Shasa Evarim, Ramach Evarim, and Shasa Gidim. You have 613 organs generally in all of your body. And corresponding to them, you have 613 spiritual organs in your neshama. What it means that if a person is sinning and mitzvot and obligations of the Torah, 613 mitzvot. So if a person is sinning in one of the mitzvot, he's blocking the light of the neshama from illuminating the physical organ. So what you need to do, talk to the middleman, the neshama, your soul. And you talk to your soul. Like we spoke yesterday and the day before. And we're going to talk about it a lot more, don't worry. You need to find yourself inside and to talk. Rabbeinu said, talk to your organs, talk to your soul. Find yourself, find your spiritual being. You have powers, you have enormous powers, you're powerful. You're a son of a king, you're a son of Abraham, of Yitzchak, of Yaakov, of Yosef HaTzadik. You're one of those holy tribes. Yehuda, Asher, Zbulun, Issachar, Gad, you know Dan, you know who you are, you're Shimon, Levi, you know who you might be. You know which power, spiritual powers you have. Maybe you're from the seed of Rabbi Akiva, of Rabbi Yoshua, of Rabban Gamliel, of who knows who. How can you know? You can never tell until you're going to find yourself from inside. I have an amazing thing that I want to read it for you from inside. Bezad Hashem, maybe tomorrow I'm going to have the Mary to bring it from the book Tovot Zichronot, that is talking about a righteous man, that he was a Baal Tshuva. Maybe I'll make a shortcut and tell you that now. A Baal Tshuva, I don't remember his name. It's written in the book Tovot Zichronot from Rabbi Abraham Sternatz. Good memories from Uman, from days of Uman, of Breslev in those days. He was the son from the wedding of the family of Rav Natan and Rav Aaron Mibreslev, the chief rabbi of Breslev. That's Rav Avram ben Rav Nachman. He's buried here in Har HaMenuchot. You can go visit him. He's smiling. Very nice person. Quiet area. Oh Hashem, you can come, you can talk. Close to Rav Moshe Feinstein, to Rav Aaron Mibez. Amazing. Rav Aaron Kotler, Rav Meltzer. Everyone are buried over there. Cannot buy a place. Don't try. No way. Sorry. So he was once in the tzion. Not him. He is writing on one of the tzaddikim that was once in the tzion of Rabbeinu Kadosh, doing a long hitbodedut of Avram. He was young over there, and he and more friends were waiting for that righteous man to come out from one of the students of Rav Natan to come out from the tzion. When he came out, he saw them. He was very happy to see the young kids waiting for him, the talmidim. He wanted to talk to them, divrei Torah. He was happy that they were waiting for him, and they were. And suddenly, Rav Avram is describing that he was looking at himself from head to toe, this is how you say, head to toe, checking himself, searching himself. He was looking at himself, that tzaddik, and he made a sigh, anacha, like that, from a broken heart. And Avram said you could feel that he saw everything about himself, and that he, mamash, he was sighing from the bottom of his heart on his condition in Avodat Hashem. And then he said to them, you should know that I came to a level today that I remember all of my old lifetimes, and I know everything about myself. And in that generation I was that person, and I was sinning like this and like that. And he started to give them details about himself, that I think his name was Rabbi Yoshua something, I don't remember. And I just sounds that this is, I think that this is his name. And he said, and the righteous of man of that generation, he couldn't fix me. So he left me for the next generation. And in the next generation, means Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't fix him. And then he's mentioning Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And he said, and also Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he couldn't fix me. So he put me to the next generation. And on, the Arizal and the Baal Shem Tov. And he said, until that came the Nachal Noveh Mekor Chochmah Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And he took me, and he's explaining how they tried to put him in the building, because every righteous man, he built one floor of that generation. And all of the souls are like stones in that building, in the secret of Avnei Kodesh Tishtapechna Berosh Kol Chutzot, holy stones that are falling down and spreading all over the place. And he said, because that in all of those generations, they couldn't put me in the building, so I become to be a stone that is damaging people. Everyone that is walking is tamping, is falling from that stone, and he becomes to be Machtia Rabim. Until Rabbeinu took me, and he fixed me, and he put me in the right place. And he said, and it's only Rabbeinu that could do that. And think about it. That Baal Tshuva, that Moshe Rabbeinu, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Ari HaKadosh, Baal Shem Tov couldn't deal with him because he was such a sinner. Rabbeinu brought him to a level that he can remember all of his lifetimes. And to know everything, every last details about himself. Look what Rabbeinu can do with a Baal Tshuva. A Baal Tshuva. You're going to say, I'm worse than him, so you can achieve higher than him. That's the secret. From the depths to the heights. This is the story of this world. When you take something from the bottom and then you take it all up, you bring it to the top, to the peak. This is what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing with each and every one of us, and generally with all of the souls of Am Yisrael, and even bigger, with the wide world. Hashem is bringing all to the good by the effort of the tzaddikim that are sacrificing themselves for us, for Am Yisrael, for the world, to do good things for the world. We need to believe that we're in the middle of that process and just cancel ourselves to that process, to be part. To let the tzaddikim run our lives. To let them guide us. But to know the tzaddikim, first of all, you need to know yourself. The first connection that you can have to anything is your connection to your soul. When you have that connection, you can understand tzaddikim, you can understand the Torah. When you got that, you can see Hashem. You can understand Hashem. You cannot understand Hashem before you understand His loyal servants, tzaddikim, righteous people. You cannot. The day hand to us the Torah. Torah Shebal Peh. What's the Torah Shebal Peh? Amar Rabban Gamliel, Amar Rabbi Yoshua, Amar Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya. This is Torah Shebal Peh. It's what the tzaddikim are saying. Torah, it's what the tzaddikim are saying. Torah Moshe, Torah that Moshe wrote to us. Word after word, Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah. It's Torah Moshe, Torah Hashem, Torah Moshe. Came by Moshe. Hand it to Yeshua, to the old people, to Anshei Knesset HaGdola, and on. To connect yourself to the Torah, you need to be connected to the tzaddikim. But to do that, you have to be connected to yourself. Because if you're still divided from yourself, you still hate yourself, you're still lying to yourself, you cannot talk to the tzaddik. He cannot talk to you. You're not there. To who are you going to talk? You're not there. So he's going to pray on you more, he's going to work with you more, until you're going to be available, until you're going to be there. When you're going to be there, he will be there for sure. He's already there. He's waiting for you to come. Thank you. Chazak uBaruch. Three.